You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. And here we are. It's the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin. This is episode 55. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. A week later. Hope everybody's doing all right. If you're sober, hope you're staying sober. If you're not, you're normal. I hope you're staying sane. I had a bitch of a week last week, and I'll tell you about it in a second. I do want to mention that I find plucking a nose hair out to be shockingly satisfying. I don't know why. I don't know, because it's not great, because you're like, oh, and you're about to sneeze. And yet it feels like, haha, I don't have to deal with that one anymore for a long time or something. I don't know what it is, but I have a clipper that I normally do, but sometimes I've plucked them, and I was thinking about how satisfying it was, and then I thought to myself, I wonder if that's bad for you. And then I made the mistake of Googling it, and apparently it is. It's not. It's rare, but it's better to trim them, because apparently what happens is if you pull out the follicle, so it leaves like the hole that the hair was in or whatever, it's possible for germs or bacteria to get in there. And very, very, very rare cases, if you have a terrible immune system, you can get like meningitis or brain abscess. Like, it was a terrible read when I was like, the fuck? Like, I couldn't... Like, imagine that. That's what took you out, is the fact that you plucked your nose hairs instead of trimmed them. But it's like, it's very rare. Of course, it's very rare. Nobody's ever heard of that before. But sure enough, this one. And I, you know, it seemed true. It was on a legit page with a guy with a really long title as a doctor saying that, you know, what could happen. But, That exists, and in case you need another thing to be afraid of, plucking your nose hairs could be harmful if you're weak. I don't know, if you've got your immune system is shit and you've got a filthy nose. I don't know. It was a dumb thing to look up and discover right before I started recording this thing. And I don't know why. I figure, you know, life was better when you couldn't look up dumb shit, I think. And you just went, I don't know. You just kind of wonder about it. And then, you know, maybe stumble across a documentary or a dumb fluff piece on the news. And then you find out about it. But that having... ridiculous information at your fingertips at any point sometimes can be, you know, I don't know. Do I need something else to be afraid of? I mean, not that I'm scared of it, but it definitely got me going, well, shit, I guess I'll leave my nose hairs alone? I don't know. I guess I'm just trimming. So I thought that would be an interesting thing to spend 20% of this podcast on this week. Would be that. You're welcome. Anyway, so yeah, I had a week last week. I mentioned it last episode that my girlfriend was recovering from surgery, having a fibroid the size of a softball removed. Holy shit. So I've been taking care of her, but also... Like, my her best friend is in town, so She's staying with her and helping out. So it's been good because just kind of splitting up duties. I don't know, just helping out because she's on medical leave for a few weeks and recovering, and that's good. I went to work, so I work 4 days a week at about 10-hour shifts every time. So, which is nice because I get 3 days off. So I work Thursday through Sunday at the restaurant and at the diner. And the thing about it is that last week, that Thursday was 4th of July. And you would think that because it's 4th of July, nobody would go out to eat because they'd all be out grilling and shit and blowing things up. But no, because people are going to go. People need breakfast. It's like they need to start, they're hungover and they need to start eating and before they can go start drinking again or whatever. They need to start. And the thing was is that most people had Thursday off. So they got fucking drunk Wednesday night. So they're hungover and we were just slammed on Thursday. It was like Sunday brunch on a Thursday. Then on Friday, it was the day after 4th of July, and people are even more hungover. And most people aren't working on Friday because they got Thursday off. So I guess their job just kind of went, fuck it, just have a 4-day weekend. So nobody went to work on Friday except for me. So everybody comes in and we're fucking slammed. So it's like Sunday brunch again on Friday. Then Saturday just sucked, just like the other two days. But then on Sunday, it's my last shift. It's fucking worn out. But on my last shift, I think people finally petered out. Maybe they spent all their money, or maybe they partied themselves out. So by Sunday, people kind of went, I'm going to watch the Women's Soccer World Cup and stay the fuck at home. So it kind of petered off. It was like if I was in a fight, like a boxing or MMA round fight or whatever, where it's four rounds. Round one and round two were kind of evenly matched, where we beat each other up. Round three, I got the shit kicked out of me. I didn't go down, but I definitely lost that round. But then round four, that Sunday, I smelled blood. I smelled weakness, and I kicked the shit out of it. Sunday, I kicked ass. So I at least ended the week strong. Going, yeah, who's the man? This guy right here. Who can do manual labor in his 40s? This fucking dude. I'm not old. I am old, but I made it. But it was because I was already emotionally drained from the surgery my girlfriend had on Monday, and then us kind of recovering from that, and the psychological draining from that, and then this was physically draining, and there were just times in there that it's weird. Because it's funny to me to describe what I'm having stress and anxiety over. Because it's like you have a temporary mania, like a small amount of mania for a short period of time, for like about an hour or so at work, and I'm freaking out about stuff. And I had a little bit of it on Monday, when my day off, but because I had things I had to do, errands. And then when I listed it out, I was like, I got all this shit I got to do. And then I listed it out and I'm like, I got all these things to do. I had three things to do. Like, it really wasn't anything, but it's just the idea that I'm so used to my own schedule and just kind of dee, 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 through the week, and just like, yeah, I don't have a whole lot, I don't owe anybody anything. Like, I got everything going on and everything's fine, and I'm not in financial crisis at all. I don't owe anything. I don't have loans. I don't have any kind of big, everything is on auto pay, and I'm renting, and I've got bills covered. I've got money saved. Things are all right. I'm just kind of hanging in there, being present. And then, but also so into my routine that when some shit comes down the line, I'm like, oh, now I got to take care of this. All of a sudden, you know, it's out of my control. My control issues start going off. And you're just kind of temporarily, you're like going, what the fuck? What am I going to do? You're just going to do the thing that you're supposed to do. That's it. Breathe, asshole. That's really, that's got to be the best advice I've ever given myself. And I keep forgetting it, but anytime I remember, it's always the best. Breathe, asshole. That's it. Just, you're going to do the thing. It's going to be all right. It's never going to be as fucked up as you think it is. So just breathe, asshole, and then go do the thing. It's really, it's not that big of a deal. And it's always temporary. It's always like once I'm like, oh, I can't go do this. I can't, you know. I can't break my routine and go do the thing. I've got to go clean the cat box. Like that's, you know, just because I didn't clean out the cat box when I wanted to, that's going to derail me. Like one little thing, but it's not, it's never just one little thing. It's when you have a bunch of little things all at once and you try to think of it all at once instead of just deal with, you know, plan it out, deal with what's right in front of you, take that, do your little bullshit errand, then you'll do your next bullshit errand, and it just gets done instead of thinking of it all at once, going, I gotta do all these things. I gotta do three or four things. It's really just not a big deal. But it's strange how that just, like, it can just build up and like a, yeah, it's like a just a little bit of a mania. Like insanity just kind of all of a sudden takes you over and you feel like you get in a mood for no reason. And it's all, you're all in your head and it's just like, oh. And then you end up doing it and, you know, or like I do, I just, after a while, I just get tired of it, tired of feeling crazy. And it just kind of fades back. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. That was kind of stupid. I was kind of crazy there for a second. Weird. And then you pass this and like, what the fuck was that? How do I? And you want to prevent it from, you know, you realize that it's dumb. He's like, well, how do I stop that from happening? I don't think you can. I don't think there is any stopping the crazy. You just got to remember to breathe. Asshole. Man, you know what I like? I like I just discovered relaxation for like meditating, and this is not new. I'm not discovering some new thing nobody's ever heard of. It's far from new. It's, you know, those Tibetan bowls, you know, the singing bowls. Man, there's like I found a 72 minute long track available through Amazon and probably everywhere else, but it's basically the Tibetan singing bowls, and they just play it, and it's just the most relaxing. I was like listening to it, meditated a little bit, and just kind of sat, let my brain chill out. And I took an accidental nap because of it. Like, you know, it's a 72 minute long track. I'm listening to it, and I'm just kind of, I decided to lay down, and I'm just like, just kind of zoning out. And then, you know, and then looking, and it's 57 minutes later, and I'm like, what the fuck? What happened? Ugh. It's a hell of a nap. Just totally, because I did that on Saturday after work, and it put me in a great mindset the rest of the evening. And then Sunday was, it was easier. It was an easier day, but I felt like I was still residual effects from that, from zoning out for an hour, even with sleep. Like it, you know, I'm doing that shit every week, I swear. In a related note about this kind of, in this same genre, I guess, in the same area, I I may have mentioned this before, but I had I had lunch with a friend, former co-worker, who we had joked about me being a life coach because it was kind of funny. And then he like seriously told me, he's like, dude, seriously though, I have friends that have completed a course for a certification to become a life coach. Like, it was like a 1-year course, and it was like 1 year for, yeah, accreditation. And I use quotations on that. And I was kind of looking at it, and yeah, cause they like talking about it. There's the International Coach Federation. So you can be ICF certified. You know, and that life coaches make anywhere from $25,000 to $200,000 a year, with the average life coach making $60,000 a year, which I think that's bullshit. That's some kind of promotional, like, that's some fluffed up numbers just so life coach instructors can make money. And that's the thing. I don't know if you've, you know, those who can't teach is an old famous saying. And people have used that to make, you know, to shit on teachers in school. No. What they're talking about there is really, like, it's really pertinent to instructors of, like anybody who teaches comedy. Like, if you see any kind of classes for stand-up comedy, it's almost always taught by a shitty comedian or somebody really wasn't a comedian. You know, oh, I did stand-up. Did you? I know of one guy in particular in town, and if you want to know who he is, just message me. I'll tell you personally. He knows who he is. He wasn't a fucking comedian. I've seen him go up at mics, and he did like a one-man show, but he was teaching a comedy class at a theater here. He might still be teaching it. It's fucking bullshit. It's the only way he can make money is by either teaching a class or saying that, you know, oh, I've got an agency and I can represent you. You don't need representation in Austin, Texas as a comedian. You don't need a fucking agent. If you need an agent, move. You need to go to LA or New York. If you're trying to get an agent while you're living here in Austin, you're fucking doing it wrong and you're just throwing money away. That's the bottom line. Anyway, that's the thing, is that people who, you know, it's like the fitness instructors or, improv instructors or just different stuff. It's like this is the only way I can make money off of this. But it's just kind of I don't know. I think of the life coach thing is that almost in the same vein. And that's why I wouldn't be a life coach, because I've seen the people that are life coaches and they seem really fake. You know, it's like people who do videos who are like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, and they all talk about motivation and it's all vague bullshit. You know, there's nothing there. It's all like, it's fake. It's all just this kind of built up brand that they've made because there's no substance. And why would you go to a life coach that's going to charge you that kind of money when you could just go to a shrink? It's like, why would you do that? It just seems like a waste of your time. Like, I mean, and why would I get a certification? You don't need a certification to be a life coach. That's the whole thing. It's a bullshit thing where it's like, I'm going to give you advice. Like, you don't need accreditation. You know what's more impressive than a cred? Like, for me, I would be a good life coach because my accreditation is, this is what I've done to myself, and now this is where I am now. But the most important, what's your accreditation? I'm happy. Are you happy? Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. I'm happy. I'm a dishwasher, unknown comic, convicted felon, retired alcoholic, ex-junkie, and I'm fucking happy. Would you like to know why? let me see if I can help. Yeah, that'd be my accreditation. But I can't. I can't be a part of that, those kind of people. Man, they just see, you know what, they it just smells of predator. They just smell like predators. It smells in the same, it's like TV evangelists. It's the same kind of, I can't be a part of that, man. It just seems bullshit. One second. I hear you. My cat's freaking out. Give me a second. What is it? It was nothing, by the way. Anybody who owns a cat, you know that it doesn't mean anything. There's no, you know, what's wrong, girl? Is Timmy stuck in a well? Like, this is not a Lassie moment. It's just, there was nothing there. Everything's fine. She didn't get fed for another hour or so. I have no idea what's wrong with the cat. Anyway, it might have been, she might have just been reacting to me getting all, you know, people are fake, blah, what I was doing earlier. But I think that's what it was. I don't know. Just feeding off my anxiety or the noise, you know. Who are you yelling at? Meow. Who knows? But that's the thing is that the, I don't know what it is. I think that life coaches are in that same, it's just all in that, it's like, it's all in this group in my head. It's just that where you just kind of look at them, it's like influencers on social media and different stuff. There's just this group, and it's just something that people do, trying to figure out a way to make money without having to work or to have anything of value to contribute. Like, no substance whatsoever. It's just, there's so much of that to where it's just, it's very, there's no authenticity there. There's nothing of value. And I, you know, and I'll never figure out branding. And I'll never figure out, you know, how do I monetize my talent? Blah, 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 blah. I just can just be me. That's all I'm going to do. And, you know, I was telling a friend this who, you know, trying to be successful in their art, you know, and they have a product and they're, you know, it's like, how do I be successful with this? And, you know, and I went, well, you're asking the wrong guy. That's for sure. You know, I just, all I can ever tell people who ask me is like, I don't know what, you know, being a success to yourself is going to vary depending on what you're wanting. But being a success to me is being true to yourself and doing something that makes you happy, regardless of the amount of, you know, validation that you get from others. It's only as long as you, I don't know, as long as you're being true to yourself and doing your best. I that's the only thing. Being authentic is the most important thing to me. It's just, I can't be fake, man. I can't be this shallow, you know. Money can't be the motivation for something that I do. It's just, it's, and so I don't know, you know, I don't know, just being ethical is important to me. You know, keeping your word and having ethics and having, I don't know, it's just, that's what's important. You know, being credible. Integrity. Yeah, that's the word. Yeah, integrity. Honor. Like your own sense of it, I guess. What it means to you. I don't really care what other people think all that much. But just as long as I know what I'm doing is true to myself. That's what's important to me. That's kind of what I wanted to to end on that. Just I think that's what I wanted to cover this week. I'm hoping that work is easier this week. I'm guessing so, since there's no holiday. Also, it's the summer, and we're, you know, my work's a diner, which means that we tend to the business is starting to drop off during the afternoon because people don't really necessarily want eggs and bacon and shit when it's 100 degrees. So summers tends to be easier at work. So I think we're getting into the point where it's too hot. So work might be easy the next week for me. And I hope so, because I've been, like I said, last week was kind of a bitch. but I'm doing fine. I'm doing all right, like I said. Just, you know, just getting through it. And, you know, just freaking out a little bit because I actually had to do a thing. And by just getting through it, I got all my stuff done this week. Like, I ran my errands. Everything was fine. Everything is going to turn out all right, I guess. And I don't mean that on a global scale. I don't know how it's going to turn out in the world. But on a personal level, shit's going to be fine. That's at least that much I know. I'm in a good spot. And I hope the rest of your week is good, too. Thank you guys for joining me. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, remember that stillsoberpod@gmail.com is the email address. I am no longer on Twitter, everybody. I finally said fuck you and deleted my account. So I am not on Twitter. Now, it may happen in the next couple of weeks. We'll see. I may create a Twitter account for this podcast. So I may do @stillsoberpod. I may create one just to promote this. In fact, you know what? I am going to do that. I'm going to sign up and create one just for this that I'll never fucking use other than to automate, you know, it. That's what I'm going to do. It's going to be @stillsoberpod. And it'll just be to promote this, you know, a new episode is up, everybody. And so if you are on Twitter and you still use that hunk of shit, you could follow to find out, you know, to just be reminded that this comes out on Wednesday, which you should already know by now. But just in case, you know, we'll do that. So I'm going to do that. But other than that, I'm off Twitter, baby. I had already quit reading it. And then I was sitting there going, why do I have this account? Just in case in the, nah, fuck it. It's gone. So no more personal Twitter account, but I will create one for the podcast only that Podbean will automatically, you know, send this to. So I'm never actually going to be logged into it. So you don't, you know, don't at me, bro, because I'm not going to listen. So anyway, you guys, take it easy. We'll see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Rabin. Later. Let's ride.